This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, amazing pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We were discussing the pastime yesterday of Raghunath cuts the chains. And just to recap the scene, to you know, bring out that YouTube movie in your mind's eye, bring out that YouTube of yesterday's Gaur Leela. Who are the characters in this Leela? Well, it's someone wants, a lover wants to go meet the beloved. You can love a woman, a man can love a woman, a man can also love a man. And a man, his son, a father can love his son. And somehow he's trapped in prison. And he knows his son is lost somewhere and he wants to get out of prison and save his son. His love is pulling him. So this is a story of a devotee, a bhakta, who loves God. He's fallen in love with God and he wants to run to God. Think about it. Forget about the names and places. What is the essence of the story? The story is about a bhakta, a bhakt, as I say in Hindi, a bhakt. And he has fallen in love with God. He met God once, and he heard a lot about God. And as he heard more, and after he had darshan of God by his good fortune, he became mad to leave everything behind and run to God and find God and serve God. He had a beautiful wife, more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. He was only 22 years old. He was newly married. And he had a fortune of millions of dollars. But he was enchanted by love of God. Divine love. Love divine. And every time he tried to run away from home, the deprogrammers would catch him. And bring him back home and tell him, oh, you don't want to love God, you should just go to the disco and have a good time and stay with your wife and enjoy all your wealth. Get a new cell phone. Buy a big flat screen TV for your bedroom. And go on a vacation to Singapore. Go to Disney World. Do anything. Don't go to God. So his parents were talking to him, trying to convince him. But he would keep running away and they would send armed guards with guns and swords to bring him back home. They would threaten him. If you run away again, we'll lock you up. But still he would run out. This is this type of scenario, this is what's going on 500 years ago with Raghunath. Lord Chaitanya is the god that he's fallen in love with. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. And it's Raghunath. And his father is Haranya Maju Madara. And Govardhan is his uncle, Govardhan Maju Madara. But he had enough, he doesn't want any more. But now some great fortune has come his way. His Kula Guru for the family, who is also his Diksha Guru, he is the Purohit for the father and uncle. Purohit means the family priest, the Jajaman and the Purohit. Purohit is Yadunandan Acharya. Great devotee of Lord Gauranga, great devotee of Radha Krishna. He's a Nitya Parishad, Yadunandan. And he's playing this role as the Purohit and the Diksha Guru of Yadunandan. Of Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das is a Kaya Vyuha Sakhi Manjari expanded directly from the body of Srimati Radhika and Goloka Dham. Doesn't require any guru. It's directly Radharani, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. But this is the Leela, teaching us, devotees, when the Lord comes, he comes to teach. When the Lord's devotees come, they come to teach. They come to teach rasa tattva, and they come to teach bhakti and siddhanta, everything they come to teach for us, so that we can learn how to love God and go to the spiritual world eternally. So he met his guru came to him in the middle of the night, and Raghunath was sleeping by the front door in the Durga Mandap. And his guru said, came to the house, and he said, "Oh, my shishya, oh Raghunath, maybe you can help me. My pujari is sleeping, and he's failed to come and do his pujari service in the temple. Can you go and wake him up and remind him and encourage him, please come and do seva?" So then they said, come with me, Raghunath. So then Raghunath left the house, and by the arrangement of Krishna's mercy, all the guards were sound asleep, snoring. So as they're walking along the path towards the house of the pujari, then Raghunath stopped. He said, "Wait a minute, excuse me, Gurudev, Acharyaji, I would like to say something." And this is what he said. "Ardapate Raghunatha kahe guru charan ami se vipre sadi pataimu tomastan." Halfway along the path to the pujari's home, Raghunath Das stopped and submitted his prayer at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, Guru Charan. "Gurudev, I will go to the home of that Brahmanan, and I will induce him and encourage him to return to his service. And I will send him to your home to do the puja work and to your Gar Thakurji." So now, "Tumi suke gari jaha, mora agyahai, e chale agyamage karila nishchoy." "Don't be in anxiety, Gurudev. You can go home and rest happily. Tumi suke gari. Go to your home and rest happily. I have your order on my head. More agya. I've accepted your order and I will carry out your order perfectly. You relax and go home." So then, after his guru left, seeing this was the time, Raghunath decided, "Now is the time to run to Nilachala to meet my Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Just see what a beautiful arrangement Krishna has made. Krishna has appeared to me as Gurudev, Sakshat Hari, Sakshat Daritve Nasamasa Shastra. Guru is Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. Acharya Mam Vijaniyan." Krishna tells Uddhava in Uddhava Gita, "Uddhava, you should know the Acharya is me. If the Acharya comes to someone, if the Guru comes to someone, that means Krishna is coming to you. If the Guru speaks to you, that means Krishna is speaking to you. If the Guru instructs you, it means Krishna is instructing you. If the Guru guides you and helps you, it means Krishna is guiding you and helping you. So Krishna has come to my door in the middle of the night, Ardha Ratri. And my Guru, Krishna, acting through Yadanandan Acharya, has made all my watch guards and all the watchmen fall sound asleep. And Krishna has created this whole situation. It's very surprising and amazing that suddenly a pujari disciple of a Guru would give up his pujari seva. It's not New York City in 2012. It's 500 years ago when the Shishya and Guru had a very tight Guru-Shishya Sambandha and intense faith and dedication. Guru Pada Shraya. Guru Pada Shraya means I accept the shelter of my Guru's feet as my everything. Sarvart. And giving up the Seva, the Thakur, the Guru, the Guru's personal Thakur, the Guru's Ishtadev, in his own house. And you're his disciple. And you're the pujari. And you give up your seva? How is that possible? Practically speaking, that's an impossibility. How did it happen? Bhagavan Nitya. It's the arrangement of Krishna to liberate and save his devotee, Raghunath. Because God knows the heartbeat of his devotee. Krishna knows the pulse of his bhaktas. Oh, Raghunath needs my help. Raghunath is trying and trying and trying on his own endeavor and he's unsuccessful to come to me. I must intercede on his behalf and help him attain me. And besides, my Nittai has bestowed his mercy upon him. My Nittai put his lotus feet on his head and blessed him and said, yes, you will surely attain Gauranga. So now I must come and help him. So Gauranga Sri Krishna arranged everything through Yogamaya. The disciple becomes bewildered and gives up his guru seva, a pujari work. All the guards fall asleep. And Yadanandan chooses Raghunath to come and do the seva. He could have chosen any disciple, but he was sent to Raghunath. All Krishna's arrangement. See how Krishna makes amazing arrangements for each and every single bhakta get to God on the way to Krishna. This is an example of Krishna making an amazing arrangement for one bhakta named Raghunath attain his Lord Gauranga. As all of us sitting here, we can each describe and write our article for Bhakta Godhead, how I came to Krishna consciousness, right? What amazing arrangement that Krishna made for each and every single man and woman sitting here to come to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. You all have your own wonderful, amazing stories, no doubt. Because certainly it's amazing for people like us to be at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. At least I can say for myself. So there, here is a story. And then this thing and that thing. And that, it's not coincidence that all the guards fell asleep. And it's not coincidence that a pujari sevite serving directly in the guru's house. You imagine, sometimes we have our sannyasi gurus and acharyas and they have a traveling servant and he does the puja for their deities. Have you ever seen this or heard this? It's very common. So imagine he runs away one night and gives up his seva. It happens. But this is not 500 years ago. This is now time, Kali Yuga time, when there's no guru nishtha. Disciples have no guru nishtha, no guru bhakti. So they run away in 2 seconds. No problem. But 500 years ago, the pujari leaving his guru's personal Thakur seva, it's unheard of. And it's not coincidence, Krishna arranged it. And then Krishna arranged that, because Yadunandan, they stopped on the path and Yadunandan said, okay, I'll go home. He could have said, no, I want you to bring the pujari personally to my house. So now this is the road is wide open. The road to Krishna is wide open. Now, because the title of this story is Raghunath Cuts the Chains. So you can go home, Gurudev. Don't have any anxiety. And so now, Sevaka Rakshaka Ara Keha Nahi Sange Palaite Amarbal Eta Prasange. Raghunath Das at that moment started thinking to himself, this is the great opportunity for me to run away at this time because there are no sevaks or rakshaks. Rakshak means watchman, like Rakhi, protector. I don't have any personal servants or assistants to take care of me because I'm a multi-millionaire and I have so many servants appointed to be my compassionate, loving father. Wherever I go, 5 servants accompany me to rub my tired feet and to offer me new clothes or to offer me drinks or to fan me or carry my palanquin. This is a position of Raghunath. That's the opulence he had. He'd go everywhere in a palanquin carried by servants, fanned and fed. They were 5 to 10 servants. When he went, finally went to Puri, his father sent 10 servants to take care of him. He's wealthy. Plus watchmen to bring him back home. There's nobody there. Eta chinti purva mukhe karila gaman ulatiya chahe pache nahi konjan. Thinking in this way, Raghunath ran towards the east, because that's the direction of Puri. Sometimes he turned to look behind to see if anyone was chasing him. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Charana Chintiya Pachari Upapate Jayena Dhan. In his mind, he was constantly thinking of the lotus feet of Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya. Nityananda Charan Chinta and Sri Chaitanya Chinta. And he left the general path and he went by Upapat. Upa means additional, like we say. There's Dwarasavan and there's And Dwarasava and 12 forests in Vrindavan, there's 137 or 147 upavans, additional, extra, or smaller, or other forests. So he went by some unknown, not the usual way, not the main road. And this is really the way to move. He's moving to Jagannath Puri and he's fixing the lotus feet of Nittai. He's holding the feet of Nittai Charan in his mind, Chintata. He's holding the feet of Sri Chaitanya, just like a Krur. This is 500 years ago of some devotee going to God, going to Chaitanya. 5,000 years, one devotee also came to God. His name was Akrur. And he came from Mathura to Vrindavan. And the whole way he was meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. He was meditating their feet and thinking, oh, when I go there, I am a brother of their father. So I am, Akrur is the uncle of Krishna, if you understand the relationship. Akrur is a brother of Vasudeva. So he's the uncle of Krishna. So then, oh, when I go there, the boys will embrace me like their uncle and ask me, what did you bring us some gifts from Mathura? Because they're young boys. When the uncle comes to visit his nephews, he always brings gifts. A bag full of candy bars or some, you know, toys or whatever, some sweater, something. So he was thinking all these thoughts and I'll see them. And so he was meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. And Prabhupada said, this is Prabhupada in the purport of that, chapter 38 or so, the 10th canto, 38, 39, Akrura comes to Braj from Mathura. Prabhupada said, this is the way to go to Vrindavan. If anyone is coming from overseas or somewhere on a yatra to Vrindavan, they should follow the example of Akrura. Akrura, it says it, first of all, he gave up all his hankara. All this Purusha Bhava, that I'm the minister to King Kamsa, the ruling emperor Kamsa. I am his minister and his trusted servant. And I have such a high royal position, and I sit and eat lunch with the emperor and I give him advice. So give up all that prestige. And one should, in a very humble mood, one should fix Krishna's feet in his mind, start thinking about Krishna's pastimes, and then approach Vrindavan in a total state of humility. This is how to come to Vrindavan. And when one gets to Vrindavan, he starts offering dandavats to every inch of the Braja Raj. As Akrura, as soon as he got to the precinct's outer part, he was coming down the Mathura Vrindavan road. As soon as he got near and he saw Krishna's footprints, he saw some cow's footprints and Krishna, ah, that's my Krishna and Balaram. He stopped the chariot. Stop the chariot. Well, Kamsa's brand new chariot. He was driving a brand new chariot that was donated. Kamsa gave him a brand new chariot to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And Kamsa was thinking this, oh, if I give a brand new shiny golden chariot, if I give this to Akrura with all young new horses, very beautiful, powerful horses, when Akrura sees this new chariot, he'll be very excited about this seva of going to collect Krishna and Balaram. So he's thinking that he's flattering his sevite, Akrura, by giving him this shiny new chariot. Very beautiful. And what is Akrura thinking? Here, this is the thought of Kans, the demon, what he's thinking, that he's flattering him, he's encouraging him to do this seva. What is Akrura, what is the devotee thinking? He's thinking, oh, this is very nice. This is very nice. Kamsa is giving me a brand new shiny gold chariot with new powerful shiny black horses. This is very nice. Why? Because Krishna and Balaram are Bhagavan, and they should not ride in a used chariot of Kamsa. You should only offer brand new things to Krishna. You don't buy a sweater, wear it for a few days and say, this is nice, I think I'll give it to Krishna and buy another newer, better one. No, you buy something new for Krishna and you give it to Krishna. This is a law, a niyam. Krishna gets the freshest things, the newest things, the best things, no leftovers. Leftovers are for us. It's called prasadi. Leftovers, remnants, prasadi vesh, prasadi bhog, or whatever. So this is the way he's going to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. So he's coming on a secret, secluded path. Hopefully no one will find him. Panchadasha krosha pata chali gila ekadin sandhyakali rahileka goperabhatan upavasi deki gopadukta anidila se dukta panakari padiyarahila. This is quite a padiyatra. Every day he was walking panchadasha krosha. He was walking 60 miles. I mean, 60. He was walking 60 kilometers. That's quite a padiyatra. Panchadasha krosh. In one day, Prabhupada says 30 miles. It was 60 kilometers in one day. In the evening, he took rest in the cowshed of a milkman, Goparabhatani. When the Gopa saw that Raghunath Das was an upavasi, upavas means fasting. Avas means to eat, and avas means to eat, and upavas means to not eat. So then they offered him some milk. Raghunath Das drank the milk and he lay down to rest for the night. So already, even before, actually later in his, after 16 years of living in Jagannath Puri with Swarup Damodar teaching him, and then Lord Chaitanya Sangha and Darshan, Seva, then he came to Vrindavan and lived in Shamakund for 45 years, 44, 45 years here in Shamakund, Raghunath Das. And even the very beginning of going to Lord Chaitanya, he's just drinking milk on his yatra to Puri. And then, and later when he moved, when he came to Vrindavan to here, he was only drinking chaj. There at least he's drinking fresh milk from the cow, which is sweet. When you milk the cow, as soon as you milk the cow, for 1 hour the milk is very sweet. And after that, that sugar disappears. It's a very interesting arrangement of the Lord. So when the calf, when the vatsa is drinking gomata, vatsa means calf, when the vatsa is drinking gomata's milk, it's very, very sweet, tasty, like a milkshake. And then later, as it sits in the pail and they boil it, then that sweetness goes, and we have to add chini or sugar, honey or whatever. So if you've ever had that experience, you'll know what I'm saying. I have direct experience. I grew up in the country. And, you know, you go like this, like Krishna would do. Like. So when you take, if you, when you're milking the cow, if you put it in the bucket and immediately take it, it's very sweet. It tastes like it's sugar inside. So this is... he's getting this type of milk, which is sweet, from the cowman. But then when he came here, he was sakshat vairagi murti. He was direct embodiment and personification of detachment. He'll read about Vrindavan, the butterflies and the Brahmars, and here there's so many butterflies and. You have to have lots of flowers or butterflies. Patang, they're called patang. That's what they call kites. When they're flying a kite, they call it patang. And there's also patang. So it's all udipan for Krishna Smaran, obviously. We have some neighbors that have a big piece of land, and I wonder whether they're going to make something like that, which is a big piece of land over there, or they're going to make something like this. You have a choice of that, and I think you know what that is. And this, so I'm watching now to see what type of bhav this person has. I have one neighbor, because in one direction there's a piece of ground where every inch of it's filled up with a house, and then there's another direction where there's 600 yards in this plot, and there's 100 yards for the house and 500 for the garden. So keep that as your formula. 100 square yards for the house. That's not, you know, so, and it's too big actually. It's just for guests, for my friends. Come. Actually, I only need 50 yards for one person. Next time I'll do it that way. So here he is. So I'm watching. Gramya, so he's thinking of the lotus feet and he's drinking milk. So what I'm making, the point I'm making, when he's on his way to Krishna, running to Jagannath Puri, he's only drinking milk, but it's sweet, fresh from the cow, from the goshala, from the cowherd man. But later, when he starts, when he's a personification, renunciation, vairagi, Vairagi Murti, on the banks of Shamukund for 45 years. Then he's drinking sour milk, not sweet milk. Chach, chach is called buttermilk. It's sour. That's its virtue. The sourness of buttermilk is its virtue to produce good health and healthy intestinal flora. Lactobacillus, to be exact. So it's very good for digestion and it's very healthy to live on. It's pre-digested milk, chach. It's called a black swallowtail. In English, they have the name of that. They call it a black. There's a tiger swallowtail and a black swallowtail. Black one is black with little yellow parts, and the yellow one is mostly yellow, same shape and design with little black spots. We grew up in the country. We used to have all these things like that. So, Krishna is a country boy. So people that grow up in the country, they like too much Krishna. Maybe city people like also. This natural life is country life. City life is hell life. City life is death. Country life is life. I think so. Because I also lived in so many cities as a devotee. So then, so now that's the position of Raghunath. He's ran away from home. He's feeling really good. He's walking very fast, 60 kilometers a day. He's taking fresh milk and sleeping in a goshala. Now what's happening back home? What do his mother and father think? And what about the watchmen and the sevaks? And there must be a huge riot going on over there. What? Where'd he go? What happened? So now we're going to, now the cameras go back. Now the cameras are on the face of Raghunath. He's in the goshala and he's drinking this cup of milk, and the cows are looking at Raghunath. The cows standing there looking at Raghunath, maybe even licking him or something. And the coward man's there looking at this vairagi, and he's so emaciated. He's running all day without eating anything, 60 kilometers and no food. So the cowherd man can understand his fatigue, and he's, please, please, oh great saintly person, oh great mendicant, please take some milk at least. All right. Your love is so great, surely. So now the coward, they're in the goshala, and Gomata's there, and the gopa's there, and Raghunath, a beautiful scene. Beautiful scene. There's effulgent vairagi from a high class family with all noble symptoms on his body and markings, and a simple coward men are generally a lower class, and they're not so exalted or attractive looking. This is a millionaire's son. He's not a coward. He looks like a deva. Very attractive and beautiful. Now he's sitting in a goshala. He's emaciated and clothes are muddy and dirty, and the coward man immediately recognizes that this is some exalted person. And he's determined to go somewhere. So what a beautiful picture that is, to see the goshala and the cow and looking. And the shastras are so beautiful. Who needs movies? Who needs YouTube? I don't need. It's, everything is here. It's so all technicolor and everything. You just go there, that's all. Just go there. Immerse yourself. It's called immersion. They have these terms in psychology. Immersion psychology. So now, Eta Tanra Sevak Rakshak Tanre Nadekia. So those Sevaks and Rakshaks, those servants, Nadeki. Hey, where's the person we're supposed to serve? Where's that young man we're supposed to protect? They didn't see Raghunath. They immediately went to inquire from him about Yadunandan, because the last one that they saw was Yadunandan. Then they fell asleep. Tena kahe agyamagi gela nijagar palaila Raghunath utila kolahal. Yadunandan told the watchman, Raghunath already asked my permission and he returned home. Because when Raghunath was asking, he said, after you can go home now and relax, I will tell him and then I will take your leave. In other words, I will go to my home. So Yadunandacharya says, he went home as far as I know. Then there was a tumultuous sound as everyone cried, Palaila Raghunath Utila Kolahala, Kolahala. Oh no, Raghunath is gone away. Oh, This is what's, they're going crazy. They lost their son. Tanra Pitakai Goder Sava Bhaktagan Prabhustane Nilachale Karila Gaman. Raghunath Das's father said, yes, now it's just about to be Chaturmasya. All the devotees from Bengal have gone to Puri to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Se Sange Raghunatha Gela Palana Dasha Jana Jahatare Anaha Dariya. I think, yes, Raghunath has gone with these devotees. He's joined that party of Bengalis to go to Puri. So go. Immediately go, catch him and bring him back. So this is the scene of the father ordering the rakshaks to go catch him. As he said so many times, Shivanande Patridila Vinaya Kariya Amara Putrere Tumi Diva Banduya. Raghunath Das's father, he's intelligent. First he sends the watchman to go capture him, bring him back. Then he immediately writes a letter. He wrote a letter to Shivananda Sain. Why Shivananda Sain? Because Shivananda Sain is the yatra in charge. He's in charge of the whole yatra every year, the Puri. Sain means sate. It means he's a rich man. Shivananda Sain was a great devotee, eternal associate of the Lord, and very wealthy, so he could pay for all the taxes, pay for all the food, lodging, everything for all the devotees. That was his Vaishnav Seva, to spend his earnings. And he would provide for them for 4 months. He would pay for their journey to Puri and back and pay for all their expenses for 4 months. That's big time Vaishnav Seva. Imagine meeting some rich person. Oh, you have a 6-month visa to Vrindavan. Okay, how much does it cost to go there back and forth by air from Switzerland to from Zurich to Delhi and back? Well, if you go second class, it's like this. No, you're a devotee, you should go first class. Acha. Okay, well, first class. So where will you stay? Well, usually I stay in this really crappy place, you know, because I don't have any money, so I stay in this place, you know, the cheapest place I can, and sometimes mice nibble on my toenails, and they eat my food, and I have to put it inside the middle of water, and it's like really austere. So they don't, the ants don't get it, and it's difficult. Really, what, that doesn't sound very comfortable. What if you stay in a decent place? Well, I could stay MBT, and and say, how much is that? Well, you know, that'll be like, you know, 2 lakhs instead of 10,000 rupees I usually spend, or whatever. So you'll stay there 6 months, yeah. So how much will that cost at this type of standard and bog and everything? Okay, here's the money. That's Vaishnava Seva, and that was Shivananda Sain. 4 months, 200 families, 250 families, husband, wife, and children, pay for their journey, Anajana Yatra to Puri, and 4 months stay in Puri. It was all financed by Shivananda Sain Niki Jai. That's Vaishnava Seva. Nam Ruchi Jiva Doya. So therefore, Raghunath wrote a letter to Shivananda, since you're in charge of the party, and my son has now ran away from home to join your party, please send him back. So he's ordering his in-charge, he's ordered his servants and watchmen. It says, Amara Putra Tumi Diba Bahudiya. Vinaya Karya. Vinaya. Vinaya means humility. He wrote in a very humble way, please return my son. Jankara Paryanta Gela Sehidasha Jane Jankarate Pailagiya Vaishnavara Gane. In Jankara, that's a village, 10 watchmen with swords and sticks and lathis, they arrived in the village and they caught up with all those Bengali yatris going to Nilachala, the pilgrims. Patridiya Shivanande Vartapuchila Shivananda Kahaitena Etana Aila. So apparently what actually happened, although it's not so clearly told in the flow of verses, that Raghunath Das's father, Hiranyamaja Madara, he told these 10 watchmen, guards to go find my son. He must be traveling with these yatris, all these other Bengali yatris. He must have joined that party. So then he immediately wrote a humble letter to the Shivananda saying, he gave it to the watchman and said, you go there all together and you take this letter from me. You show this letter, because that's what I can figure out now. You show this letter to Shivananda saying to please return my son. So that's what it says here. That after delivering the letter of Raghunath Das's father to Shivananda saying, they inquired about Raghunath Das, but Shivananda said, he read the letter and he said, I'm sorry. His father is asking me to return his son, but he's not even here. I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is. Oh, all right. So then the watchman had to return. Bahodiya se dasha jana ailagar tanra matta pita haila chintita antar. The 10 watchmen returned home to their boss, Raghunath's father, and they told him the bad news, and Mata and Pita were chintita antara. Mata and Pita, mother and father, were very, very disturbed inside their little brains. Antara means inside. Chintita. Okay, so that's the cameras on. Now that, so there's the main actors in this whole play, you can say, this play or this leela. There's the party and the anti-party. One party wants to go to God. One party wants to keep him from God. The father wants to prevent him from God, and he wants to go. And then the guru enters and plays a key role. Then the guru fades to the background. Because he's the purohit for the Raghunath's father. He has to do all the rituals and yagyas and pujas for the whole family. So he stays there living near the father's house. He's working for the father. Purohit means you're working for your jajaman. So he played his role. Then now he's silent in the drama. But there's Chaitanya, God. Then there's the devotee, the party and the anti-party. So there's Chaitanya, Raghunath, and the father. These are the three key players. And so many supporting actors go on and off the stage. Yadananda comes on and plays a key role. Then the watchman, that creates fear. And so many Sanchari Bhavs in the audience. Oh, the watchman. They're going to tie him up with ropes. Maybe they'll beat him and they'll bring him back. What's going to happen to our hero, Raghunath? This play, this movie, the hero is Raghunath. And the father's the anti-party, and the watchmen are the anti-party. And what's the plot? What's the scene? Well, it's a bhakta, a young boy, a young man, wants to run away from his family, his wife, and there's no children, run away from his wife and family and all his wealth and his inheritance to serve God, to live with God in the holy Adam of Puri. So now, who else enters the stage? Now another supporting actor, the Bengali Yatris. Then Shivananda Sen, and then they come play a role. Now it's suspense. Oh, the father said, surely he must be with them. Go bring him back. So then they go. Then Shivananda said, he's not here. And the soldiers come back. He's not there. Oh, my plan failed. So now the camera's on the father and mother, and they're all fried, as we say. They're all upset and discouraged, and their faces are full of chint. Ooh, because this was his intelligence. Oh, surely he deduced by his logic that my son must have gone this way and met with them to comfortably go with that party to meet his Lord and Chaitanya and Puri. But he was wrong. So now what? Now they're in great anxiety. So now that scene freezes in your mind. Now back to the hero. Well, what's the hero doing? While we're watching this, all these scenes with the anti-party, with the rival, the hero and the anti-hero, the villain. The father is like the villain, the anti-party. So now, what's happening with him? Because the last scene we saw with him was he was drinking, he was having a good time. He was in the goshala drinking milk with the coward man. So then when you see the scene again, where are you? You're in the goshala. Eta Raghunatha Dasa Prabhate Utiya Purva Mukha Chali Chale Dakshina Mukhahana Prabhat Utiya. Prabhat means sunrise, 6 a.m. to 8:24. Prabhat, Prabhat, Prabha. Prabha means the ray of the sun rays, Prabha. So Prabhat is the time of day, Prabhat Utiya. So Raghunath Das was resting at the Goshala. He got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, because the road goes from his house east to Jagannath Puri. So there's the main road, and he went on a side road, but also going east. So now he thought, in case they figure this out, that I'm not on the main road, because he also knows that this party is going to Puri. You can sit on asans are here if you want to sit on asan. There's this huge empty space, and you're sitting on the asphalt with the shoes. Don't be shy. Come forward. These are reserved seats. These are free seating here. So that's why the asana's there, to serve the Vaishnavas. So the Raghunath, he's thinking that my father's very clever. He's a zamindar, a landlord. He must have figured out, oh, he's not there. He must have joined that Bengali yatri. He's going to Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya for Chaturmasya. So therefore, he sent his watchman to find him. And they met Shivananda Sen, who was in charge of the yatris. And he said, I haven't seen him. So now he decided, I'm going to change my direction from east, which is direct route. I'm going to go south, so my father won't find me. So this is the verse, he said. Chatraboga patrahana chariyasharan. Kugrama dia dia karila prayan. He crossed the village of Chatraboga. But instead of going on the general path, he proceeded on a path that went from village to village. So now, practically speaking, there's a main road and a side road from Bengal to Puri. Now he was just walking on pathways, village pathways, a pathway, just like there's two or three main roads to go to Suryakund from Radhakund. But there's also the coward path. So if you're a local person, you want to go to Surya Mandir or Surya Kund from Radhakund, like myself, there's a back way, but you have to go through some brambles and different seasons. It's impossible to go that way. But the main road to Surya Kund and the back roads, they're passable in most all seasons. But this back road, you have to go through here, you're through the fields, you walk along the canal, if it's the right season. If it's a summer, there's too much mud there. And then very quickly you can get to Suryakund, much more quickly than walking on the road, or car, of course, is fast. But if you're walking, like most Babaji's, they walk in the old days. So in the same way, he's going in a village path. It's very slow and makes it much harder to walk. But he doesn't care. He doesn't want to get caught. He's determined that somehow or other, my father caught me so many times when I tried to run away to God. Run away to Lord Chaitanya. But this time, I received the mercy of Nityananda and Panihati. And somehow I met Yadunanda, and this amazing arrangement was made in the middle of the night. I could escape without the watchman noticing me. So I'm not going to turn back. I'm going to use all my intelligence to get to Lord Chaitanya. Bhakshana pikshanahi samasta divasagaman kudanahi bhade chaitanya charana praptiman. This is what I said. He didn't care about what he fixed at lotus feet. Chaitanya Charan Praptyaman. In his mind, he said, I must attain Praptya, I must acquire, I must attain Chaitanya Charan. He didn't care. Bhakshana apekshanahi. Bhakshan means eating. He did not care about eating. He traveled all day. Didn't even stop to drink water, just was going. Just like Shukadev Goswami, he was so possessed. Shukadev also, but Parikshit Maharaj was totally possessed and enchanted by the Harikatamritam coming from the mouth of Shukadev at Naimisharanya, Sukratala. And he's hearing it day and night. For 7 days, Parikshit didn't sleep. He didn't drink a drop of water, didn't eat a morsel of food, because he was relishing the Harikatamritam, the great nectar of hearing about Krishna and the Bhagavat Katamritam. So he was absorbed. So in the same way, Raghunath Das was absorbed in Chaitanya Chandra. The lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, he didn't eat or drink, he was just running. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Nahi bhade. There was no impediment. Chaitanya Charan Praptyaman. His mind was fixed on obtaining the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Kabo Charvana Kabo Randan Kabo Dugdapan Jabe Je Mile Tahe Rakke Nijapran. Sometimes he chewed fried grains. Sometimes he cooked. Sometimes he drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. Dugdapan, drinking milk. Charvan, Kabu Charvan, sometimes chewing. He was already from the very beginning of his Krishna consciousness, as we call it, or his a practice of Gaudiya Bhakti or Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He was so austere and determined. Austerity and determination. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Detachment and knowledge is the substratum and foundation. Knowledge means Bhakti Tattva Gyan, to be aware of the tattvas of Bhakti. Sadhana Tattva, Sadhya Tattva, and all the subsequent tattvas therein. So this is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija, your own Bhakti Yoga, O Mahaprabhu, your Bhakti Yoga is this. Because there's Vaikuntha Bhakti Yoga. There's Vaikuntha Bhakti Yoga and Vishnu Bhakti Yoga and Narayan Bhakti Yoga. But this is Radha Krishna Yugal Bhakti Yoga. Radha Krishna Yugal Bhakti Yoga is a type of Bhakti Yoga taught by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote a verse to describe the nature of the bhaktas on that path of Radha Krishna Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. The devotees on the path of Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti in the mood of Gopi Bhav, Mandri Seva, in the mood of Braja Bhav, they're very much interested in Vairagya. In Nidra Hara Vihara Kade Vijato Chatyanta Dino Chiyo. As the Goswami set the prime example of detachment. Ahara Nidra Maitun Vayam. They were detached, free from it all. So that they are our mentors, they are our beacon light. A life of bhakti and sense gratification go ill together. Vairagya. And vidya means bhakti tattva. We want to love Krishna, but we want to know whom we're loving. And we want to know how to, we want to love Krishna, but who is Krishna? And we want to know how to love Krishna, but how to love Krishna? So we need bhakti tattva. So therefore, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So he, from the very beginning, he was showing this Vairagya. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. So practically, it says, from day one, he was doing Madhukari. From day one, he was already living like a Madhukari sadhu, Vairagi. Whatever was available. He didn't have a kitchen cabinet full of granola or familia or whatever, you know, these type of things and all kinds of things. He was just whatever he could get. We have a couple minutes, yeah? A few more minutes? Huh? Yeah. Baradine chali gela shri purushottam pate tina dina matra karela bhojan. Because the whole story is he cuts the chains. And so here, Raghunath reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but he could only eat for 3 days along the way. 12 days! He was practically running to Jagannath Puri from Bengal. 3 days he ate something, whatever little bit he could catch here, a cup of milk here, some grains here and there, like you see in these wagons or these push carts. They have some dried chana, sukha chana, or some peanuts. So they had the same things 500 years ago. So where he was going here, that's it said, wherever he went. So he's going down, he's going through villages. So villages, this is a village, they're selling these things. So he's going through villages. So someone 500 years ago had a little cart like that. And he was selling some peanuts and chana or chickpeas, whatever you want to call it. And the kids would come and buy them or whatever. And so they would see this Vairagi sadhu, and they would, obviously, it was 500 years ago, people were very loving and caring. So they say, oh, sadhu, you look, wait, here, take a handful of chickpeas. So he was like a marathon runner. Marathon runner stops, takes some Gatorade, or takes some kind of sweet juice, and then keeps running, gets some more glucose in his veins or whatever, some glycogen or fructose. So here, they would just hand him, and he would just take and keep running. 3 days, he ate something, just a little chana here, a little chana there, a cup of milk here, there, whatever was offered. Sarupadi saha gosai achena vasya hena kali raganatha milila asya. When Das Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with Sarup Damodar and other devotees. Anganete dure rahi karina pranipat mukunda datta kahe. Ayla Raghunath. Falling it down in Dandabats in a distant place in the courtyard of Sarvabhauma's house. Or maybe Sarvabhauma or Kashimishra's house. Maybe Sarvabhauma. Mukunda Datta, the most intimate devotee of Lord Chaitanya, turned to Gauranga and said, look there, offering pranipat, Dandabats. It's Raghunath. Prabhu Kahina, Aisateno Darlila Charan, Uti Prabhu Kripai. Tanre Kaila Alingan. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath. Come here. This is like Gopukumar meeting Krishna in the spiritual world. He cut the chains. Come here. Aisa Teno Darila Charan. So then he ran, Raghunath Das ran there. And Darlaya, he held onto the feet of Gauranga. And then, because Gauranga was sitting down, then Gauranga stood up and embraced him out of his causeless mercy. Kripai Alingana, home sweet home. He made it to home. His dream, a dream come true. He tried so hard, so for a year, 2 or 3 years he was trying, for one whole year. And for 1 year he was trying to run away, and every time he was getting caught back. And before that he tried to go. So for 1 or 2 years he was trying relentlessly with great determination, enthusiasm and anxiety to go to Lord Chaitanya. Now finally he reached there. Let's just finish these few, there's only a few verses, we'll finish. So this is a beautiful scene to meditate on. And you try to enter the heart of Raghunath, how he feels now, and that everything else is behind him now. And his wife, his family, his father, his mother, his riches. He's with God. He's being embraced by God. First he clasps in a humble way, approaches God's feet. Charana Darila, he holds on to Gauranga's feet. And Lord Chaitanya is sitting down, and Lord Chaitanya stands up, and Lord Chaitanya reaches down, and he pulls up Raghunath. And he looks at Raghunath, so much loving, compassion, acceptance, and warmth. Then he tightly embraces him, Prema Lingana. Just imagine that scene. How would you feel if you were Raghunath? This is called the Sadharana Karan. Sadharana Karan. It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's called Sadharan. Sadharana means common, like Sadharana Rati of Kuja. Common. So Sadharana Rati means to mix, to commonize, to mix your Rati, your attachment with the Rati of the character in the drama, or the Rati in the, because drama, people used to watch dramas and identify with the Nayaka and experience Ras, like material Rasas, but they've experienced something. It's not Bhakti Ras as we know it. But so this is called mixing, or it's called equalization. It's called actually equalizing, trying to equalize your feelings with the feelings of the hero or heroine. So he's the devotee, Raghunath, and he's approaching the Lord. So we can't so much understand God's feelings because we're not God. We never can be God. But the devotee's feelings, and how would you feel if you were Raghunath? and your parents kept pulling you back for 2 years, and you finally got to God. This is overwhelming thought. It's a consuming feeling and thought, but usually we're too dull to ever even understand what Shastra is all about. But as we progress in devotion, I remember hearing from one sadhu, a Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhu, one sannyasi guru. Sometimes we would hear from him, hear Harikatha, and he was so advanced and elevated in the scale of devotion and pure bhakti, Brahman from birth, and very pure-hearted his whole life, and pure brahmachari, sannyasi, detached, a great devotee. And when he would speak about the Bhagavatam, he was speaking about Dhruva Maharaj. I've cited this example before. He's just speaking about Dhruva Maharaj, and there's some emotion, there's an exchange between Dhruva and his mother, Suniti. And then his stepmother's name was Saruchi. And Saruchi was a favorite of Dhruva's father. So, maybe she's younger, I don't know. So one day Dhruva sat on his father's lap. And then Saruchi said, "Ha! Well, who are you? What are you doing? This, you cannot sit on the lap of the king. You are not my son. Get off." So Dhruva's a little boy. He's only like 4 years old. Four-year-old boy, four or five. And he goes, "Oh, well, so rude. This lady is so rude and so nasty and mean. He's my father. Well, how can..." So then he was very unhappy and crying. He went to his mother, Suniti, and said, "Mom, you know, it's like this." And she put her arm around Dhruva and said, comforted him and stroked his head and spoke very gentle, soothing, soft words to comfort, consoling, right? Remember the Sakhi Seva, Manjari's consoling a Sakhi? So the mother's consoling her distressed and unhappy son. "It's all right. I love you so much, Dhruva, but what to do? You know, he's your father, he's my husband, he's the king, but he is not favoring me." And she's like that. "No, but this isn't right. And I can't stand for this. You're being insulted, and I want to have a kingdom bigger than my father, and I'm going to take care of you, and you'll be..." And she said, "Cool down, Dhruva." So when... This is only the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. It's not Madhurya Ras and Ras Leela, the gopis. It's just Dhruva and his mother, and the story of Dhruva being slighted. But this great devotee was talking about this, and tears were falling down his eyes were flowing with tears. He was fully immersed in the character of Dhruva and the whole exchange of rasas and feelings, because he's a rasik bhakta, and he had this rag. And we're sitting here looking at each other and saying, we're millions of miles from the experience of this. But just by shadow, when you're with a great devotee, there's described nectar devotion, you reflect their emotions sometimes. So they may cry, you may cry. You know, their crying is real. You're just kind of, you know, like sometimes you see in a family life, the mother may be crying over something. She's crying. And then the daughter comes in and says, "Mommy." And she says, "What's wrong?" And she says, "No, it's something, you know," and she's crying over something with her husband or whatever. Then the daughter's sitting there, and then the daughter starts crying. The daughter's very soft-hearted, and she identifies with the mother's pathos, and she starts crying. And she just because she's happy little girl, but she's crying because she's empathizing and identifying with her mother, and she's crying. So this is called sadharana karan, where the reader or the watcher of the drama or the reader of the shastra or the devotee identifies with the loving exchanges. And it's a sadhana on one level, and on a level of bhava, it's a relish, it's a rasa, it's an experience. So this is part of Raghunuga sadhana called sadharana karan. And so I'm trying to give you some example of that you have to get into it and identify, otherwise you'll never experience. It's a practice. Rag becomes bhav. Bhav becomes, you know, is practically synonymous with prema. So we're almost finished. I'm sorry for the tangent, but it goes like that. So now, the translation. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees headed by Srup Damodar. Seeing Prabhu Kripa Dekhi, watching how Mahaprabhu had gave such special mercy to Raghunath, Srup Damodar also embraced him. So Lita Sakhi is embracing Tulsi Manjari. Srupa Damodara is Lalita. So Lalita Sakhi is warmly embracing her Sakhi Manjari, Kinkari, Palyadasi, Tulsi Manjari, Raghunath Das. So Radharani, Mahaprabhu, Radhan Krishna, Radharani embraced him, and now Lalita embraces him, or Srupa Damodara. So now, Prabhu Kahe, Krishna Kripa Balishta Sabha Haite, Tomare Kadila Vishaya Vishta Garta Haite. Vishaya Vishta. This is Bengali. Vishta. Vishaya Vishta Garta Haite. Garta. Garta means nali, ditch. Mahaprabhu said, oh, Raghunath, Krishna has been so merciful to you. Krishna's mercy is balishta, Krishna kripa balishta sabahaite. Krishna kripa balishta, you've heard of Balaram, means strong. Ishta means strong. Balishta means Krishna's mercy is stronger than anything else, including your father and his watchman and everything. That's all included in Mahaprabhu's statement. Krishna kripa balishta sabahaite. Saba means sarva, and more powerful than anything else. Therefore, Krishna has delivered you from the ditch of material life, which is like a hole in which people pass stool. Vishai Vishta Garta Haite. Literally, it means a ditch full of the stool of sense gratification. So it's Purva Ashram, the Purva Ashram of Raghunath Das. His prior ashram was Grihastha Ashram, married. And Krishna's kripa coming through Nityananda and Yadananda and his guru and the whole beautiful arrangement by Lord Krishna. He considered, Lord Chaitanya is saying, your Purva Ashram was Vishaya, Vishai Vishta Garta. It is a ditch full of stool known as sense gratification. Very hard words about the Grihastha Ashram. Vishaya Vishtagarta. And Krishna has delivered you from that at a young age. So now the next, the last verse of this. Raghunatha mone kahe Krishna nahi jani tava kripa kadaila ama e ame mani. So Raghunath is listening to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna kripa, Krishna kripa. And Raghunath Das is moving his head like this. Krishna kripa? I don't know who Krishna is. I only know your mercy. My Lord, you have saved me from family life. That's the end of the story. Raghunath cuts the chains. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.